Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, and thank you for joining us, folks all across the planet. I always enjoy hearing from the listeners, and so we're going to have open phones in the earlier part of the broadcast today. And then later in the show, we are going to have Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, on the transmission on this Thursday edition. And then the grandfather of the Fully Informed Jury Association movement, Red Beckman. He hasn't been with us in about 5 years. Last time I talked to him, his wife was very ill. He wasn't in good health. But now he is back stomping around on the talk radio circuit and also at events across the country. I saw a video online, a YouTube clip of Red Beckman a few weeks ago at an event, I think in South Dakota, and giving a speech, and I thought, my goodness, Red Beckman is out and about. And so we have got this icon coming on the radio show today. Been fighting the New World Order for 50 years. Red Beckman, as a World War II vet, he has been around a while. He'll be on the show with us today, and, of course, Congressman Ron Paul. Before I get to all of the important news on the economy, on the drug war, the police state, Barack Obama telling the Democrats that Israel and the U.S. are probably going to go ahead and hit Iran, the White House telling the media, hey, don't think that we're not behind Israel hitting Iran. That's just some of what we're going to be going over today. But I thought before Ron Paul joins us and before Red Beckman joins us, do something a little different. I do this every few weeks. Open the phones up early in the first segment on any issue you want. You want to ask me a question? You want to tell me I'm wrong about something? You want to disagree? You want to agree? You want to tell me that you know I'm in league with the king of Pluto under reptoid control? Whatever you'd like to call in about, you are welcome to. Complete and absolute grab bag. I always love taking your calls because you bring up so many great questions and comments and points and also freakiness. A lot of freakiness, always interesting. It's good to get the brain percolating there. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. One program note, and that's why this kind of stuff will give me gray hair. I'm not nervous about being arrested by the New World Order, by being potentially imprisoned or killed by them someday. I get nervous about events that I'm supposed to put on, like that scholar symposium out in L.A. with that hotel sucking off of me and all the stress of setting it up and flying all the dignitaries, the speakers in. That just about drove me crazy. And then Willie Nelson on the air talks about having a concert and says, yeah, let's do it at this location, and it's on. And then a few hours later, uh-oh, actually that date's not good for me. Let's do it on another date, and scrambling for a date in Austin with a big venue when he's going to be here. We have found a place. It is now set, at least for today, and in October. And there are some big wigs reportedly going to be coming, but I'm not, until the plane tickets are bought, hotels are set, until the venue is absolutely confirmed, we're talking 2.5 months away. I'm just going to let this lie dormant for a few weeks. Knock on wood, it's happening. I've been told absolutely confirmed in the schedule, done deal. In fact, the location is actually booked already, but I'm just going to leave it alone for a while, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to be exciting. We'll tell you about it when that time comes. But I have to mentally just get it out of my head because it's driving me crazy. You'd think impending depression and Iran war and all this would upset me. No, putting on a Willie Nelson concert and friends, that, worrying about that drives me absolutely up the wall, so I'm putting it out of my pea brain. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Conservatives who say they want law and order. But we don't have law and order. We don't have a constitution and a bill of rights, a declaration of independence that's in force. We don't have a country. We're just more dirt. Another banana republic.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band.
Declaring independence.
Laid their bodies down
in a bloody war.
On a bloody war. And liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegade.
Everything we've got's because of them.
Free today. Thanks to the renegades. We're free today.
We'd be just like Mexico.
Thank God for the renegades.
or Communist China, or Angola. If it wasn't for those renegades. In 1215, at Runnymede Field. At 1775, at Lexington and Concord. July 4th, 1776, in Philadelphia, in Independence Hall. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Who are the renegades in the world today? That's the question. We'll let Steve Voss ask it.
Where are the renegades in the world today? Who are the renegades in the world today? Hang not for the renegades and the lives they lead far ahead of their time.
I salute you all of the renegades against tyranny. And when it comes to
heroes,
renegades are mine.
When it comes to heroes,
renegades are mine. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. Not basketball players, not football players, not George Bush, the drug addict, not Bill Clinton, the rapist, not Barack Obama, the puppet, or the little demonic traitor to this country, John McCain. No, they're all people that sold their souls to the New World Order. Not me, never. I will never turn against the weak. I will never attack the decent and the honorable. I will never try to steal and control. That's what we face, though. And they have trained us. Think about how we've been trained to accept evil, to accept corruption, to accept being pushed around and bossed around and dominated. Think about it. In fact, John, I forgot to ask you at the start of the show. You got the clip off of local Austin News about the behavioral screening they're doing at the Austin airport now? When you listen to this little newscast, and they're doing similar newscasts all over the country, introducing it to you, if you want to know, it is Israeli behavioral training that they have gotten. But what they do is, if you're sweating or you have a stomachache or you don't like them prodding you or asking you questions, or you just got a call, your mother's had a heart attack, or your father has just been diagnosed with cancer, or maybe you got a phone call that your brother died in an automobile accident. It's a lot of what travelers are out doing. And you're going through, you're upset, your neck's hurt, your back's hurt. Maybe you got gallbladder stones. Maybe you got kidney stones. Maybe your ankle's sprained. And because that's what they list, grimacing, sweating, looking nervous. Well, now it's not enough to, we're going to search you and we're going to scan you and we're going to walk you through scanners that scan your naked body and store a 360 image of your genitals. Your children are going to be scanned in our Homeland Security databases for a biometric fingerprint. That's what it is. When they first announced it a decade ago, of course, the defense contractors manufacture the four different type of devices they're selling. They all do the same thing. It's a type of radar that bounces it off you. The same thing police department's been getting for a decade to look through your walls with handheld devices or on helicopters. They've got more versatile units. They give special forces that they can tune skin deep, flesh deep, through walls, through concrete. They can look in on your organs with them. By the way, it's not good for you, of course. Kind of like they always said x-rays were dangerous, and even a chest x-ray was dangerous, but they have x-rays that are hundreds of times stronger at the Canadian and Mexican border with the U.S., and they have citizens drive through the high-powered x-rays. And they have the police the ice technicians there standing just a few feet away in a little shack getting radiated, and they'll all die of cancer, their teeth falling out, blood running out their noses. They don't care. Just like the government now says DU is good for you. And they'll use it and serve it out and now use it in small arms at military bases all over the country. Not enough to bomb the Iraqis and the Serbs and the Afghans with it. Now it's just going to be everywhere. But I digress, and I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. It's not enough to make you walk through the body scanners. It's not enough to have them question you. It's not enough to, oh, don't bring toothpaste, don't bring water, don't bring any of these things. When explosives experts have gone on record saying it would take hours and hours in a bathroom, and it would stink to high heaven to pour liquids together and then to crystalline produce the, quote, type of explosives they're talking about. 4 to 6 hours, maybe. They know it's not a threat. The government carried out the attacks. Now, the idiots at the TSA, they don't know that. They're just on little power trips, or they're not on power trips. A lot of them I know have emailed me. They're fans of the show, running to them at the Austin airport. Oh, heard the show yesterday, Alex. Have a good trip. That happened last time I flew out. When I went up to Bilderberg in Virginia. They just need a job. A lot of them are retired vets, just need a job. $12-$14 an hour. So, they're now going to have behavioral. Oh, now they're going to be watching. And this is nothing more than dog training. This is to prepare you. This is to acclimate you. This is to train you to accept being questioned on the street, questioned in the schools, questioned at your work. And they're announcing all the new divisions of secret police and children trained to spy on their parents and environmental climate cops from the United States to Germany, from England to Australia. And you'll be arrested if you take more than a 4-minute shower. They're trying to pass a law in Australia and meters tracking that. And you heard about California wants to make you have a tracker chip. It's in the legislature now, on the verge of passing when I saw it a week ago, to make all new thermostats and then by 2011 make you retrofit them in your house, hundreds of dollars a piece, where they're radio controlled. See, first it was, oh, the cities now monitor your water with radio readers. They're in my neighborhood. Little antennas sticking off the poles. Oh, well, guess what? That also is going to monitor your thermostat. Then I learned that the thermostats in my house have the chip in them. And then Weldon in the office a few weeks ago said, look at this in the newspaper. And then he took me online to the city of Austin, which gives you rebates for taking these. And there's a program you sign up for where they give you cheaper power if they can control your thermostat. I mean, anything to get involved in your life. Worse than 1984. It's all around us. And I have a friend who is in security. I'm not going to say any more than that at the airport. His brother works somewhere that I traffic. And he came in when I was doing the Access TV, when I was doing that show about a year and a half ago, and he goes, man, Alex, you should have seen it today. He goes, we're watching for it to come on here in a minute. Just a few hours ago, News 8 Austin, the local Time Warner channel, we have a local Time Warner channel, 24-hour news channel, they were down there, and I watched them sit there and interview more than 40 people. I stopped counting at 40, and they all said, we hate the fact that we can't carry our water on board and our shampoo and our toothpaste. This is ridiculous. Then I saw one old lady, because he was involved in all this, involved in organizing the interviews, the people that would talk. And this one old lady says, I love it. If you have nothing to hide, what's wrong with doing it if it keeps you safe? And he said, he goes, watch, she's going to be on. And so I go set up for the show, come back, 30 minutes till showtime, and they're jumping up and down going, look at it! Oh, my God! Total New World Order! It's Russia! And they're laughing. And there's the old lady saying, I mean, he knew. He said, she'll be on the news. It's the same thing here. That's how they sell the sheep. Everybody in Austin doesn't like this. I mean, maybe one out of 40 likes it, but that's who's going to be on the news. And they found one of these idiots yesterday. We'll play this little clip to analyze it, critique it, and then take your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, we stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. I'll rise again.
All right, let's go ahead and play this local news piece from Austin and just listen to the propaganda. A completely staged piece they find the one gullible person who will say they love it with the classic cliche, if you don't have anything to hide, what's wrong with it? Here it is.
Airport security isn't just concerned with what's in your bags anymore. They're now trained to assess what's going on in your mind. The TSA screening looks for involuntary physical or psychological reactions to indicate stress, fear, or deception. All new at 6, KXAN's Jenny Hopp tells us travelers think of being watched and judged without even knowing.
Well, we all know what you can't bring on planes, but what if security starts looking for something intangible, such as psychological distress? TSA says it's something that's necessary to keep you safe on the plane. It's a security measure rolling into airports across the country.
I disagree with the idea.
One that's supposed to detect what you can't with a quick scan or unlock with the flip of a zipper.
If Austin wants to become an international airport, I think it needs that kind of a security measure.
They're called behavior detection officers, TSA employees who are trained to clue into a traveler's psyche.
We're not just looking for things anymore, but we're looking for actual people.
They're looking for people who display stress, fear, or deception.
Some people get nervous about smaller things than others, so I don't think nervousness and fidgetiness is a good idea.
There are certain thresholds that this individual needs to meet in our behavioral detection program. We don't just see someone who's nervous and pull them over to talk with them.
TSA says there's no profiling involved in the screening, and officers go through a week-long class that includes cultural sensitivity training.
No one wants their rights infringed upon, but if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about?
So we've heard what others think about this issue, but what do you think? We've set up a forum where you can voice your opinion. It's attached to this story at KXAN.com. At AVIA, Jenny Hoff, KXAN, Austin News.
So go to KXAN.com and let them know that you don't appreciate their skewed newscast. Now, 2 years ago, the federal training began on this, and they phased it into the bigger airports. Now the smaller airports, the medium-sized ones like Austin International Airport, it's a tiny airport, is having this put into place, just like they started 6 years ago putting in the body scanners at a few of the larger airports, LAX, Chicago, New York. Now they are Boston Logan. Now they're moving in to the smaller airports, and they're saying they're going to put body scanners in Austin. Houston's got theirs. And this is training you to be questioned. This is training you to be interrogated by the secret police, and it's now being phased in on the streets of America as well. And, of course, I'm sure that many of you have been seeing in the news the last few years that statin drugs are killing people. It isn't helping your cholesterol. Cholesterol isn't bad. It's all lies. Messes up your liver, causes all sorts of heart problems, screws up your arteries. You're saying, what does this have to do with being checked at the airport? Well, they always say they want to help you. They want to protect you. Prescription drugs, just the wrong combination of prescription drugs, according to the American Medical Association, kills more than 300,000 people a year. And they put the human papillomavirus live cancer vaccine out that's killing all these people and doesn't protect you from cancer. They don't care about you. The government doesn't care about you. They want to suck off of you and train you how to be a slave, period. And they've got lots of well-meaning idiots that go along with it. It's like when I had Ted Nugent on yesterday, and he said, yeah, if you've got some marijuana, I want to SWAT team you, you lazy scum. He was dehumanizing them. No, the government made drugs illegal so they could have a prohibition, so they could control it and make larger profits on it, just like they did with alcohol. And the great threat of black uniformed local mercenary forces busting down doors looking for marijuana and killing people every week at the wrong house. You see it in the news every week. We're sick of it. We're sick of the scourge. We're sick of you in the name of keeping us safe from marijuana raiding everyone. We're tired of, look how much we put up with. Look how much worse it's getting every day. Meanwhile, they're ordered to release drunk driving illegal aliens. Again, they could care less about you. It's about sucking off of you, raising revenue off of you. And it's despicable, and it's a total and complete joke. A one-week course. That's the federal course. 1 week. And now these idiots at the TSA are mind readers. It's unbelievable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SoliSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Okay, I know I told you open phones, and Red Beckman doesn't join us for an hour and a half, so we're going to your phone calls in about 15 minutes when our next guest joins us. Ron Paul was going to be on in the fourth hour today, but instead we're going to have him on Monday at the start of the show with a huge exclusive announcement here on this radio show, which we're very thankful to with Jesse Benton. So Ron Paul won't be on today. He'll be on Monday. But we can give you another big exclusive about the Parallel Convention and a 3-day rally they're going to be having in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And I wasn't going to go to that, but because I'm going to cover the DNC. But I think I may just go ahead and go and broadcast live from there. But the big announcement, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be another big one Monday here with the congressman, but there's a huge announcement that Jesse Benton can make today here on the show. This is the first time you're hearing it, and Jesse, we're very thankful for this exclusive. Tell folks about it.
Well, sure. Thanks, Alex. I'm happy to announce, and we'll be rolling this out later today on a video on our website, campaignforliberty.com, that Governor Jesse Ventura will be joining us as a featured speaker at the Rally for the Republic on September 2nd.
That is fantastic. Now tell people the itinerary, the basic itinerary now. There's other huge guests coming as well. We'll announce Monday, but tell people the itinerary, where it's being held, and basically what they're going to witness.
Sure. On Sunday, we're going to have, Sunday the 31st, we're going to have special leadership training right there in St. Paul. Then on Monday, we're going to have more leadership training, roll out the Campaign for Liberty Grassroots Organization Plan, and then have a Ron Paul celebration concert with Jimmy Vaughn, is an invited guest, is likely to confirm.
No, Amy, I talked to Jimmy. He's going, yeah.
Cool. And then country music star Rocky Lynn will also be performing for people, and that's going to be a celebration at the Blaine Sports Center. Just, you know, Ron Paul, Liberty lovers out there just getting together and having a good time. Then on Tuesday, September 2nd, is the big enchilada. We are going to have an all-day event at the Target Center. It's where the Minnesota Timberwolves play basketball, state-of-the-art NBA arena, going to be set for 15,000 people. We're going to have Barry Goldwater Jr., Bruce Fine, Doug Weed, Grover Norquist, Jesse Ventura. It's going to be hosted by and emceed by NBC's Tucker Carlson. Of course, Ron Paul is going to give a big speech. And right now, Amy Allen, I think most of your listeners know, is going to perform for us. And then I believe Monday we're going to be announcing another really big guest that's going to perform for all of our friends.
And huge. Huge.
Yeah, it's going to be big. Alex, I already have 71 RSVPs from media outlets wanting to cover this thing. A New York Post reporter told me off the record yesterday that if we fill this arena with 15,000 people, it's going to be a legitimately bigger national news story than the RNC itself. It is absolutely tremendous. We need to fill this thing. We need to send a message that we want to take our freedoms back, and that America wants liberty. We want our Constitution.
Well, you guys, there's only 15,000 tickets. You've already sold half of them, more than half, haven't you?
Yeah, we've sold nearly 8,000 tickets. There's two ways we can arrange it. We can arrange it with 13,000, or we can squeeze in another 2,000 if it looks like the interest is there. We think the interest is there, and we just want everybody to go ahead and start buying these tickets.
Are you kidding? This is more than a month away. I mean, yeah, people better get their tickets now. It's going to sell out.
Yeah,
believe me, folks, it's going to sell out on Monday.
I know. You guys have a great – yeah, we think Monday is going to give us a nice bump. Also, wanted to let everybody in the Minneapolis area know. I know GCN is headquartered up there. You don't have to pay the Ticketmaster handling charges if you don't want to. You can just go to the Target Center box office and get them for $17.76 and not have to pay that Ticketmaster $5.95 service fee.
Yeah, and it's expensive to rent this place too, folks, so be sure and support.
It's $250,000 to rent this place, and the talent and everything like that. This is $1 million-plus event that we're putting together. This is first class all the way. This is something that is really announcing to the country that the liberty movement is here. It's here to stay, and it's going to grow.
And that's what this is all about. I mean, we've had the victory. We asked Ron Paul to run, for better or worse. He ran. He got major attention. He carried the ball for the cause of liberty, woke up so many people, energized so many people, and then now on the universities, they're not caught in the phony neocon paradigm or the left-wing communist paradigm. They're talking about the private Federal Reserve. They're talking about not being in wars. They're talking about national sovereignty. They're talking about true free market issues. They're talking about the North American Union and the New World Order, and Robert Pastor at the CFR just panicked and said that our movement is killing their North American Union in a press release on Monday. So much is happening, ladies and gentlemen, and we asked Ron Paul to do it. You stepped up, and I want everybody to know, this has been a huge victory. I mean, this has been a giant victory. We need to keep this momentum going.
Yeah, we really do. We have to look at Dr. Paul's presidential bid as the first step in the revolution. And now launching this campaign for liberty on September 2nd, this is step two. You know, we're going to continue to organize. Dr. Paul is going to be there to provide leadership and guidance. We have to identify new leaders to step forward and to assume bigger roles. And, you know, people listening out there, people that really are liberty-minded, I think we all have to keep in mind that we almost have an obligation. You know, we have an obligation to our fellow Americans that, you know, we've been turned on and we've been enlightened, before the rest of the people. But, we have an obligation to, in a respectful, positive, energetic way, spread this message, educate people, and turn them on, because that's how we're going to save our country. We owe it to ourselves, our family, our friends, and our fellow Americans.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have been selling tickets for like a week, and you've already sold half of them. And, I mean, it's, folks, get your tickets now. Give them the websites.
You can go to www.campaignforliberty.com, and that'll link you right over to rallyfortherepublic.com. Rally for the Republic has some great information on our program. We have a lodging board where we've booked hotel rooms to rent, campgrounds. Supporters around the Minneapolis area are opening up their homes, and for free or for a very small fee, renting out special bedrooms. There are all kinds of ways to organize transportation, ride shares. You can do it. You can get
well,
there.
Well, the great part about Minneapolis-St. Paul is there's so many little towns around it. You know, because of the RNC coming in, a lot of stuff is booked up unless you look at a little town 20 miles away or a campground or all these little fishing lodges. I mean, take the whole week up. Go catch walleye and Great Northern, as I've done up there.
It really is a beautiful town. One other thing, too, is, a year ago, all the RNC's folks stepped in and booked every single hotel room they could find in St. Paul and Minneapolis. But looks like attendance is going to be down at the RNC and the DNC.
They grab big blocks. The same thing's happening with the DNC, which is going to be more attended. They grab huge blocks, and now, right now, they're turning some of those blocks loose.
Yes, they are. So there are hotel rooms for the taking up there. If people are intimidated and think they're not going to be able to find a place to stay, that is not the case. You'll be able to find places everywhere from, you're right, a hunting lodge or a campsite to a four-star hotel. They're available right now.
And again, there's just hundreds of little towns all around the Twin Cities, which are going to be wide open. So if you try to book something now and it looks like it's full, just pick a town 30 miles away and then check hotels in that town, and they're just going to be all over the place. And again, there's thousands of lakes and ponds and areas up there where for 50, 60, 70 bucks a night, you can get a little fishing lodge, and then you can rent a little aluminum boat with your fishing poles and go out and catch some walleye. While you're at it. So I wish I had time to go up there and vacation a few days, because Ted Anderson, he was born and raised there. He knows where all the fish are at. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area up there. It really is, Alex.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We ought to see up on the border up by Ely and up there right up on the Canadian border about 2 hours north. We don't have time to get into that. I want to cover a few other issues before you leave us, Jesse Benton. Talk about some of the main things Ron Paul's focused on right now with the Campaign of Liberty. Everything he talked about coming true with the imploding dollar, with globalism, and the way he's grilling Bernanke every month in the House Banking Committee.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think one thing that we can all be pretty excited about is I think pretty much everybody in the freedom movement has been responsible for not killing, but really toning down the excitement about the HCON Res 362. It was a bipartisan bill that would have basically been a sense of Congress expressing the desire that we needed to blockade Iran, and we don't need to be doing that. Iran isn't a substantial military threat to us. And you want to see oil go to $400 a barrel overnight? Let's start blockading Iran.
Paul is saving everybody big money by that. As soon as that blockade started getting shot down 2 weeks ago, you saw oil prices drop by $30 a barrel.
Yeah, and I think we can all look right now, and people in the freedom movement, I think we can look and see that as a major victory. It was people out there that are turned on to the cause for liberty that really helped kill that. It's still looming out there, but there's no sense right now that it's going to be coming into the floor anytime soon. And we can look to that as a real victory.
And that was the escalation they needed to go ahead and have the strike. So we're trying to really stop World War III here. Every major analyst we've had on said that if the war with Iran started, they're going to blast Israel with thousands of conventional missiles, our ships with thousands of conventional missiles. They've got 11,000 of a type that will go 150 miles out into the ocean. They brought the carriers in close enough to be hit. We are defending the Republic here, and I think all liberty lovers, all of us in solidarity, we need to be really patting ourselves on the back right now, but understanding the fight is far from over.
Absolutely. This is a victory, and we can all be happy with it, but we can't become complacent because we've won one little victory. There are going to be a lot of battles in this war.
Now, I'm seeing a lot of pundits and people on the Hill and people privately saying liberty is getting a lot more clout now, and people are really listening to Ron Paul more than ever. His coalition is getting bigger on the Hill. Bob Barr is now sounding just like trying to imitate Ron Paul, which his history doesn't really completely show that. But at least we need to commend him. He's coming a long way with the testimony he gave in the abuse of executive power hearings last week. Jesse, can you talk about that?
Sure. The executive power really is probably one of the biggest obstacles that we face to our Constitution. And, I was speaking with Bruce Fine the other day, and he was talking about how, it really is our military footprint around the globe that really threatens to continue to expand executive power. The thought that we need to be out there policing the world, you know, and very much flying in the face of what John Quincy Adams warned us about, that America shouldn't be going around the globe looking for creatures and dragons to slay. What we need to do is protect our own borders, tell anybody that, you know, if you're going to mess with the United States, we will incinerate you. If you really threaten us, you know, we will take you out, but what we're not going to do is we're not going to police the world. We're not going to go around and tell you how to live, and, we're going to try to live in peace there with everybody. And, I think a lot of people are really waking up to the fact that the expansion of executive power is a really a great threat. I mean, the president now wears the pants. Congress abdicates their authority, their constitutional authority to do things like declare war, to spend money as the people decree it. And, it really is one of the most important issues facing us out there. We have to get back to a real series of checks and balances.
Absolutely. Well, this is going to be an incredible event. Just a few more questions. We're going to let you go, Jesse. I'm running you up to the break because I want to talk to you before you leave behind the scenes one more time about some of the things that are developing here. But, Jesse, if we buy the official 9/11 story, just hypothetically, the government was blindsided, you know, that fairy tale. If we buy that, the Pentagon told the White House, they knew, that's come out in Pentagon memos, that this was going to really create real resistance, and they call that terrorism, that this was going to energize Muslim extremists, that this was going to destabilize the whole region, and now it has done that. So for those that say we need to go into more countries and bomb more nations, the entire military brass, all the analysts, the CIA people, they said it would destabilize things and actually create real terrorists, and now it's done that. So Ron Paul is vindicated again when it comes to saying, do not escalate, do not go attack countries. And I want you to comment on that, the destabilization it's caused, and then B, how it's destroyed America's name worldwide. I mean, we are now seen as the bad guys.
Well, unfortunately, the White House's own numbers back up exactly what you're saying. Al-Qaeda was not in Iraq before we invaded. Right after the invasion, the White House projected there were about 1,500 Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Iraq. Now the White House is telling us that they have killed approximately 10,000 Al-Qaeda targets in Iraq, 10,000 terrorists. So their numbers right there tell you that there were none. Now then there are 1,500, and they've killed at least 10,000, and the threat is not done yet. So it's pretty clear that our foreign policy does indeed have blowback, and that we are undermining our own security, creating more terrorists, and providing incentive for these crazy Islamists to recruit young people and to subvert young people and put ideas in their heads that they wouldn't necessarily have. We're undermining our own security.
Well, I agree, but they just call Shiites, Sunnis, anybody that resists is called Al-Qaeda, and that's come out in congressional hearings that the whole thing is just a complete joke. But that really was the plan, to go in and create a greater crisis to then offer a greater solution. Ron Paul has said he is afraid, especially with the blockade, that would give the White House a much better chance to provocateur some type of Gulf of Tonkin.
Well, I'm not willing to go quite there about trying to provoke a Gulf of Tonkin, but I will say I think it's pretty insane that we are going and arming for Sunni extremists that used to be our enemies. We're arming them and giving them weapons to fight the Shia. I just don't understand that at all.
Well, the leader was the number four in Al-Qaeda.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. We're just 2 years ago they were our enemies, and now we're giving them weapons to go and fight people that we think are our enemies now. It makes no sense to me.
Well, that was the same story in the 1979, Jimmy Carter, Zbigniew Brzezinski arming the Afghans to start fights with the Russians, and the Russians invade, and then we go and arm them, and then, that's my point, is that this is crisis creation. This is continuing to add to that. Okay, in the minute and a half we've got left before we go to break, and then in this interview, Jesse, I want to talk about some of the other actions, not just the huge event coming up in early September in Minnesota. What are some of the other things the Congressman's doing right now?
Well, he is concluding business on the Hill. Of course, he's been a pretty big vocal opponent of this Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac buyout. You know, that's our national debt was, what, $9 trillion? And then we just assumed about $6 trillion more in debt by taking on the Fannie Mae Freddie Mac. As long as you continue to let this bad debt fester, it's just going to get worse. The only way to take care of bad debt is allow it to be liquidated, and it's painful. But the longer that you put off the liquidation, the greater the pain is going to be in the end. That's one thing that he's been really speaking out about. Now, the other thing that he's been getting a lot of attention for was you could find this on our website, and campaignforliberty.com wrote a speech. Something big is going on, and he is very, very worried that we're going to see a major slip and a crash in our financial institutions and our economy, where we really do see the dollar plummet. And we really do see a real economic crisis like we haven't seen in 100 years in America. And he's been trying to speak out against that, and a lot of people have been paying attention. He was on the Glenn Beck program twice, and several other major media outlets covering the speech. So it's really great to see that the mainstream media is paying attention.
Give them the website again to get tickets right now.
www.rallyforthe.republic.com and www.campaignforliberty.com.
Yeah, rallyforthe.republic.com, gorgeous site, really interactive, easy to navigate. Check it out. Okay, Jesse, I'm going to talk behind scenes here for about 2 minutes and let you go. For everybody else, we're going to come back, take your calls, I promise, and cover the news. Stay with us.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
live, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday. Live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. You're looking for the tip of the spear in the info war. You found it. What we do here is dedicate ourselves to liberty and freedom, standing up to the innocent and defending the republic from enemies foreign and domestic. All right. J. Dave, Harold, John, Ann. I know I said he'd go to you earlier in the hour, but then the Ron Paul thing shifted on us, and that's always happening. He may even pop in later today, but I told him I didn't want that. They offered me the Monday exclusive big announcement here, and I'd rather just have that coming up Monday. But who knows what's going on up there on Capitol Hill. I need to get that message to them that we don't even need him on today. Monday, it's set. It's locked in. That is coming up Monday with Congressman Ron Paul. And a big announcement. There's a already a lot of big folks going. When I said Jimmy Vaughn was going, I talked to him the other night, and I think he said on the phone he was going. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he's going. But it's a huge, huge Monday. And of course, you just heard it here announced, Jesse Ventura to be at the Ron Paul rally and three-day event. I need to call, I'm sure they're listening, Steve Watson. Paul Watson just got back last night from vacation. I need to call Kurt Nemo. We need to get a big blurb out that it was announced here, Jesse Ventura to speak about liberty and freedom at the Ron Paul event here, another exclusive. I just love breaking news here. And it is going to be a big deal of 15,000 people, which there'll be way more than that. I mean, they're getting nervous, only selling half their tickets in a week. And it's a month out. Let me tell you, you could have a stadium with 30,000 people. If you've already, with less than a quarter of the time burned before the rally, only sold 55% of the tickets as they have, let me tell you how this works. Everybody's going to rush in, and they're going to try to buy the tickets the last 5 days, and they're not going to be there. So I'm done talking about that. I don't know if I'm going to go, because it becomes a distraction when I show up at these events, and I get mobbed, which is fun, and it's great to see people, but I just actually don't like being the center of attention and distracting from things. But I may go up there and be on a radio booth if Ted wants to set that up. But I don't know. Then I've already committed to go to New York on 9/11. I'm going to be in Denver for the DNC, because that's where the real fireworks are going to be, folks. That's where you're going to see the hardcore tyranny. That's what the safe money's on. So I'm going to be there. Before we end this hour, I'm a filmmaker, and that's where we're having the biggest effect out there in the info war. You can download all of my films: Terror Storm, Final Edition, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Truth Rising, my newest film, Cinema Verite style, no voiceover. It's good, folks. Very well done. Very effective to wake people up. Go to Infowars.com. We got huge discounts where you can get my films as low as $5.95 a piece. DVDs. Professionally produced. And then that also supports us and makes what we do here possible. I mean, I think my films are important enough that you actually own a copy of them and then make copies of them and give them out to people. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also call that number and get the mailing address. 888-253-3139. Don't wait for the info war. It's up to you to join in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.